This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Chicago public health officials say there are now a total of 17 identified measles cases. Officials say the majority come from a migrant shelter in the Pilsen neighborhood. They also say 11 of those cases are among children under the age of 5. City officials say they've created an online measles dashboard, expected to be updated every morning. 4 of the 17 cases were identified this week. These are the first wave of cases in Chicago since 2019. The Friends of the Parks and the Chicago Bears are discussing the possibility of a new stadium along the lakefront, but details are scant. In a press release, Friends of the Parks states they shared their values with the team and the team shared its vision. The Lakefront Preservation Group confirms there will be future meetings with stakeholders, but stops short of providing more details. The group has held off development along the lakefront in the past, scuttling plans for a museum by film director George Lucas. Governor J.B. Pritzker is touting Illinois as the best place in the nation to make and distribute cleaner fuel for airplanes. In a keynote address Friday at the inaugural Sustainable Aviation Fuel Conference in Chicago, he said there are already tens of thousands of people working in biofuels here. That, plus the state's existing resources, make it an ideal place to expand the growing industry.
We are the nation's number one producer of soybeans, number two producer of corn. We're responsible for 90% of the U.S. oilseed production, which leaves us with a wealth of feedstock supply.
Illinois now also offers a $1.50 per gallon tax credit to airlines who purchase sustainable fuel in the state. Pritzker says helping airlines fly cleaner will also help Illinois achieve its long-term climate goals. Local baseball fans know Jeremiah Paprocki as the youngest PA announcer in Chicago Cubs history. When he took the gig at Wrigley 3 years ago, Paprocki was still a 21-year-old undergrad student at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and now he's making headlines again. Paprocki is stepping out of the press box and onto the stage to become host of a Chicago late-night talk show.
It is a late-night talk show. It's a variety talk show based like Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon. I'm the host. I'll go out there for a monologue piece, give my hand in some comedy.
Paprocki's new show, Late Nights in Chicago, will have its first live taping on March 24th at the Studebaker Theater. The Hindu holiday Holi starts Monday, and Chicago area celebrations for it will start this weekend. Holi is a celebration of the beginning of spring, the victory of good over evil, and love and friendship. It includes a tradition of throwing colored powder into the air. On Saturday, the Navy Pier Beer Garden and Aeon Grand Ballroom will host color throwing outside, accompanied by live music and dancing. Then Sunday, Shiv Durga Hindu Temple in Aurora will host cultural programming at 11 a.m., including a bonfire and music. Weather for today, a mix of clouds, sleet, and rain, high in the low 40s. Tonight, cloudy with another chance for showers or light snow overnight, low near 32. Saturday, sun and clouds and a high near 37. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.